latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Tuesday's Manchester United headlines, and Zlatan Ibrahimovic is poised to return for the Europa League quarter-final second leg against Anderlecht on Thursday. The prolific Manchester United striker was surprisingly named on the bench for Sunday's impressive 2-0 win over Premier League leaders Chelsea, with Marcus Rashford picking up the scoring baton with the opening goal. Rashford, however, is now likely to be kept back for Sunday's Premier League trip to face Burnley, with Zlatan chomping at the bit to lead the Red Devils' attack against the Belgians. United boss Jose Mourinho knows the win over Chelsea kept his team in with a decent shout of still making the top four this season, although the Portuguese is still hedging his bets. Ibrahimovic had previously started every Premier League match until last weekend, but Mourinho is understood to have had one eye on his Super Swede, finishing the job at home to Anderlecht, with United holding the slender advantage of an away goal after last week's 1-1 draw in Belgium. United know getting their hands on the Europa League trophy will deliver a Champions League spot next term, and that 28-goal Zlatan is feeling fresher after being ordered to take things easier in recent days. Meanwhile, United continue to be linked to James Rodriguez, the Real Madrid star. Don't really think there's too much in that report. Everton have put a record £100 million price tag on their striker Romelu Lukaku to ward off interest from both Manchester United and Chelsea. And reports in Turkey claim United could sell midfielder Juan Mata to Besiktas if they sign 23-year-old Anderson Talisca. He's flourished at the Turkish club on loan from Benfica this season. Again, I would file that one under the unlikely category. Even though Mata has only 1 year left on his contract, I do think he'll probably stay.